Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, continuing on the halachas of a woman who gives birth and what kind of carbon she has to bring. So Elu Mevius V'Ein Nechal, and these are the cases where a woman has to bring a carbon. However, since it's a case of a suffek, the carbon cannot be eaten. Hamapelas, if let's say she miscarries, V'Ein Yidua Mahapila, but we don't know exactly what she miscarried. So we're not sure exactly what she gave birth to. So we're not sure if she has a chiyuv to bring or not. So since we're not sure, she has to bring the carbon. However, it cannot be eaten because we're not sure she is mechuyev to bring the carbon. Therefore, it just gets burnt. There's a review to hell that it gets thrown into the little canal that's in the base of Mikdash and dissolves. We learned that in the previous Masechta. But that's this case where she's not sure if she's mechuyev in the carbon or not. So now you have two women who had miscarried. Achas mimin poter, v'achas mimin chayva. So one had given birth to something that she's clearly poter to bring a carbon on, which we'll learn in the next Mishnah. And one had given birth to something where she was clearly chayev. However, they got mixed up. And since they got mixed up, we're not sure which one had which one had the chiyev to bring the carbon or not. So since we're not sure who had the chiyev and who didn't have the chiyev, they both have to bring the carbon. But none of the karbanos can be eaten because we're not sure if the carbon was actually required. Amar Rabbi Yose, I must say, when is that? The case of Rabbi Yose, Bizman Shehochu Zula Mizroch, Zula Malav. That's when they were in different directions, meaning that they separately had to bring their karbanos. So since they separately had to bring their karbanos, each one has the suffix, and therefore, since each one has the suffix, they would bring the she would bring the carbon, which cannot be eaten. However, Zok Rabbi Yose, let's say they come together, then they can actually make a stipulation. They can bring one carbon, and that carbon can be eaten, because they can say, Tanai, if I was the one that was chayev, then this carbon is mine. If you're the one that was chayev, this carbon is yours. You can't normally do that for a karma chatas, but a karma chatas is brought for kapar. So that's why you can't make such a stipulation. But since this karma chatas is not brought for kapar purposes, it's just brought as part of the process after a woman gives birth. So therefore, according to Biyasi, you are allowed to make such a stipulation, and therefore, in that case, it would be eaten. Perak Aleph Mishnah Hey Elu Shein and Mevius. These are the cases where a woman is not mechuyev to bring a carbon at all. Hamapelet Shofir Malei Mayim. If she miscarries the sack that's filled with water, so it doesn't have the form of a fetus, it's just simply a water sack, Malei Dam, or if it's filled with blood. Or Malei Kininim, or if it is filled with a multicolored substance, or other Mepharshim say they're little like worm-like things inside the sack. In any case, none of these resemble or a fetus, and since they don't signify that there was an actual fetus in there, she never really gave birth to anything, and therefore she is pata from bringing any kind of carbon. Amapelas Kamidogin, if she miscarries something that looks like a fish, a chagovim, or a locust, ushkatzim, or remashim, or other sort of insect or creepy things. Again, in that case, that's not considered a birth, and since that's not considered a birth, she does not have to bring the carbon. Hamapelas yom arbaim, if let's say she miscarries on or before the 40th day after conceiving, so in that case, also she's putter. V'yetzidayfin, Tanakamas, that's also a woman who doesn't give birth naturally, the baby is born by cesarean section. In that case, also putter, because it says that Isha ki sazria v'yolda, she has to give birth, and since that means in the natural way, Reb Shimon mechayev yetzidayfin. However, Reb Shimon says a cesarean section, even though it's not a natural birth, is chayev, because it according to Reb Shimon, he learns later on in the pasuk, it just says if she had an akeva, not if she gave birth. Therefore, he holds that any kind of birth, whether it's naturally or through cesarean section, is chayev. But the Chachamim disagree and say that only natural birth is chayev, but not a child born through cesarean section. In that case, she would be putter.